This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Everybody needs somebody to fight for them. And just because I'm poor doesn't mean I need to be treated any different.
Joseph Allen is one of the plaintiffs in a class action suit against Governor John Bel Edwards and the Louisiana Indigent Defender Board, challenging the way the state funds public defenders.
Louisiana has a broken criminal justice system, the only public defender system that is primarily financed by court fines and fees.
Kristen Clark is president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under the Law. Her group, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, filed the suit yesterday in state district court. They want the state's funding scheme for indigent defense declared unconstitutional, since it often results in people being denied due process.
I've seen my lawyer one time in the 8 months that I've been here.
My public defender have not explained to me what my charges mean or what I'm facing.
It makes me feel like I am being charged guilty without even having the chance to even prove my innocence.
Plaintiffs in the suit, who are also defendants in criminal cases, said in an SPLC video released Monday. The state's ongoing budget problems were brought up during the conference call with lawyers involved in the suit as possible extenuating circumstances. Mark Cunningham with Jones Walker LLP responded.
The defendant's constitutional rights are not contingent upon budget demands, and so now is the time for the courts to intercede.
A similar suit filed in federal court by the ACLU against the New Orleans Public Defender's Office was dismissed last week. In doing so, the judge pointed back toward the Louisiana legislature for solutions. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.